It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Obama's trouble with women has nothing to do with the Hillary supporters, most of whom are lesbians, by the way. And you can quote me on that.
I think I won't.
It comes from Bill.
Bill?
See, he's been with a lot of women. Left most of them with a bad taste in their mouth.
Ew.
I get it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take some of your phone calls if you'd like to get on the air. Give us a call right now, 877-365-3636. Curious more about political spew than a lot of other things, because I'd like to know if anybody's into it.
We want to take your pulse.
I follow this thing rather closely, and I'm actually going to watch, but to say that I'm as into it as I was last, was it Thursday night?
Right.
I don't think it's anywhere close. I don't think I'm anywhere near as motivated
feels
as
like
I was
wilted
before.
Celery, doesn't it?
Here's what I like about it, though. Anything can happen because it's questions from the audience.
Yeah, and it's also gone negative. I think everybody's out there right now, and no matter whose side you're on, as I almost burped my physician's weight loss again, I have to say that it seems to me that a lot of people are less into it, but everybody's paying attention. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, they got their finger on the pulse.
I mean, I think with Sarah Palin, we were watching, and Joe Biden, we were watching to see if there was any major tide swing. But, you know, the stuff that's been going on right now, and I have no idea, I ask you again, and you probably haven't checked what the market's doing right now.
It's been up and down today, Mike.
Well, today it has.
It was down when I can't find out, because I think that, you know, that seems to be what everybody's focused on right now. It seems that everybody's paying attention to that. Everybody's
worried about
that.
The Dow is down nearly 350 points.
So it's continuing. The slide is continuing.
The day started well, but look at where we are now.
It started a little negative, and then it moved forward, and then it's been kind of consistent. But it never it didn't come back with a vengeance like it has normally when we've had those plunges.
Here's what I've heard on the internet, so I'm going to be watching. I hear Brokaw is drinking again.
Hey, Rob.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Tom Brokaw, NBC. But, you know, I was watching sports, trying to find a way that I could just drift away from all of it right now. I think we need more diversions than we've ever needed before.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, is this the question that remains, is this thing going to trickle down into all of our lives? Like, when it's one thing to say, I'm not involved in the stock market, I don't have anything to do with the stock market. It's another thing to say that, you know, this is going to affect companies to such an extent where they're not going to be able to pay their payrolls, and then people are going to start getting laid off. And nobody has an answer. You know, I'll give old Jim Cramer on the Today Show
a little credit.
I mean, he came out yesterday and the guy says, pull all your money out of the stock market. Pull it out right now.
If you
need it within 5 years.
Right, right. Yeah,
that's
important.
They said, oh my God, what are you saying? Mm-hmm. And it was almost like there was a backlash reaction of people that said, you're not supposed
there
to do that
was.
Because I want to continue to have my head buried in the sand and pretend that there's nothing wrong.
Fine.
We'd like that.
When everything is dramatically changed, when everything is going to hell, it seems. But what none of these guys come out and say, none of these guys that I hear, the talking heads, even that hottie we had on yesterday when we talked to Carmen Ulrich, she was reassuring about what suggestions she might have, but she did not understand what the nature of the crisis was.
Right. But
that's what I was worried about.
And I understand the question you're asking is what effect will it have on our actual lives? And I think we've seen a little bit of effect, and I think we're going to see more. How much? No, we don't know. But I can tell you, with things like retail sales being down, retail jobs are going to be lost. So, yeah, there's going to be some suffering because of this.
I think we're going into a period of time when you hear that people aren't going to, first of all, be buying houses for the obvious reason.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then the next step down is people aren't going to be buying cars for this reason.
Right. Right.
Then the next thing is, the Christmas season is coming around, and
it's
people aren't going to be
tough on retailers this Christmas.
Have you ever been in a time, can you remember a time in your life where this permeated every single aspect of our lives?
Certainly not my life.
There was never a doubt there'd be Christmas.
And it's just, they're talking about the stress level, but it just creates this kind of atmosphere of everybody walking around being pissed off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody is in the same boat no matter what. And the biggest frustration I have with all of it is not knowing. Mm-hmm. I would love to just
You'd love to know the opponent.
But
so
the
you can
rules,
fight it.
The rules as far as anybody that is, say somebody's 55 or say somebody's 50 years old.
Okay.
The rules. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How old are you really today?
255 today.
255 years young. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thought he was older.
I should just say one thing.
What's that?
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
Good for you, Buzz.
Exactly.
Burbank.
Yeah.
Exactly, Mike. And you're not doing anything special tonight?
Nothing? Oh, it's a school night. I'm going to watch the debate. I will celebrate appropriately this week and actually continue my celebrating this week.
The thing that is significant for people that are older is this. What? You now have all of what you have been told your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't compare this. They say you can compare it to the 1970s. I guess something happened like this in the 70s.
I don't remember anybody feeling it like this.
I think this is more feeling
Buzz it. Buzz couldn't feel anything.
What
in
are
the
you?
70s.
I mean, you're. Let's go to the young whippersnapper in the room here, who is a renter, not a buyer.
Right.
You're thinking about buying a house.
Right.
Where you come at it from a younger perspective, and you have younger friends. I have a lot of young friends too. Where is your mind right now as far as, yeah, here's the rule. The rule used to be you invest in the stock market. Mm-hmm. You stay the course. It's a wonderful investment.
Patience.
Yeah, that's how you're going to someday get along and you're going to retire. Or you buy a house because you don't want to rent because you don't get anything if you rent.
Right.
If you buy, you can add equity and buy. Well, that's gone. The two rules, and there are only two of them that I can remember.
Basic, right.
Also, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, that's nice.
I certainly haven't adhered to that one at all.
The weak is still young.
Those are the only things, and then nobody seems to be responding to it.
Right.
The circle of friends.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do, Rob?
I'm going to do what Mike does. No, my circle of
friends.
You're
going to do what I do?
I'm kidding.
You know, I did do something, though. I was, I was involved in the market, and, I don't. Look, the bottom line is I got a 3-year contract with CBS. Things are going very well here. We're very happy, but the economy's not doing well.
Right.
And, you know, you don't know. You work for a big corporation, you don't know. There are no guarantees in life.
I do applaud you, though, because
what?
I halfway expected to come in today and find you back in the market.
Mm-mm.
I thought that if there had been a big bounce this
Hold
morning,
on,
maybe.
Bethann, I'll, when we're ready for that, I'll do that.
But as far as my friends and my circle that I run with, I'm maybe a half a generation younger than you guys.
Right.
Not that much, but enough that it makes a difference. My wife, me, we never put money in the stock market.
But that's, Rob, that has nothing to do with
it. Well, it does, though, because we're not, my generation just doesn't seem to invest.
That's not true. I'm saying, but you're
my
saying,
circle that
I'm
runs
talking
with,
about, though, you don't invest in the market. It has nothing to do with the market. We're talking about whether you're going to be able to get a loan for a house, whether you're going to be, CBS is going to go choppity-choppity, I mean, that kind of stuff.
What I'm saying is that because we are not, certainly my circle of friends, not a circle of investors,
right,
we're not as immediately affected as everyone else who's got money tied into the market
that is true.
All of a sudden gone.
Does it mean
that's what
true.
I'm saying.
Do you fret over it?
Yes, but
I mean, because you don't have the money in the market, do you not think about it or what?
I fret always, and Carrie frets more than me because we have spent so long living.
You save. I know you're a frugal guy. You save a little bit, right? Or do you not save?
We live paycheck to paycheck.
Okay,
we really
paycheck
do.
To paycheck, so you don't have a lot of savings.
No, we have some. We have enough that we could probably pull the trigger and buy a house now,
right?
Because of some stuff that we have socked away.
You may have to pull a trigger,
but yeah, we'll see what happens. But as far as feeling the pressure and the worry and the fret, absolutely. Especially with two young ones.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
All the time. However, I also share with you the fact I don't get it. I don't understand. And I also don't know what I can do or what anyone can do to make it better.
You know how I can make it better?
If it's totally out of my control,
how can you
I have to kind of turn it, I have to try to tune it out. Because if you worry about stuff that you have no control over,
right,
you make yourself crazy.
Well, you
right
know how I can make it better on this show?
How?
I can bring in Stacia.
Who?
Stacia? From Amazing Entertainment, because it's Buzz's 150th birthday today.
It's Stacia Kramer from
and
CNBC.
Stacia is from Amazing Entertainment. All your adult needs. Now! Thank you. Serving Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. 703-960. Oh, my God. Look at you. That's the birthday boy. Hi, Stacia. How are you? Stacia, what kind of a... Step up to the microphone for a second.
Yes.
Hey, look. What, Marco's back.
She's what kind lovely, of a, I can tell you
What
that.
Kind of name is Stacia?
It's very exotic.
It is. I think it's very exotic, too.
Yes.
It's a stage name. The number is 703-960-7100. Is that your real name, Stacia?
Yeah.
Let's say that. The proper answer would be Daddy, whatever you want.
Let's say that.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
Right.
That's fine, Marco.
That's
you right. got the first picture. Thank
real,
you very much.
Her real
Thank
name
you, Marco.
Is probably Mabel.
I like kicking Marco out of the studio today.
I like
it's
that.
Making me happy.
Did All you get right. those pictures of Colette? Yeah.
Tell Jason to come back in and take some pictures. I'm just feeling that way today. I'm feeling very
That's
petty.
That's funny.
You know why I'm feeling petty today? Because we had the meeting. Have you said hi to the birthday boy yet?
Hi, Stacia.
Hi, honey.
Let
Happy
me
birthday.
See. Let
well,
me
thank
describe.
You very much. This
you is... guys have great voices.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you think a low voice is sexy in a man?
Yes.
Does that turn you on?
Yes.
That's good.
How about a man with lots of voices?
It turns.
Hey!
That's not sexy at all. Impressionists aren't sexy at all.
Like
hey, Jason's
guys,
come back in to take some pictures here. Now, Stacia is wearing a black top with a, the little Daisy Dukes on just there. Oh, like that. Oh, and she seems to like her work. Baby, you can do whatever you want. You want to take your top off, you go ahead.
Certainly smells pretty good.
A lovely black brassiere with her little Daisy Dukes on, and now she is making her way over to Buzz's
medium to light brown hair,
right there.
If those shorts were any shorter, Mike, they would cease to be.
I'll be over here if you need me.
Who cares about the economy?
Exactly.
Who cares about the failing economy? Now Stacia seems to be giving Buzz some sort of an all-over body rub right now.
Here's your diversion.
Yeah, Buzz is about to make a balloon payment.
Who cares? Watch those hands there, Stacia.
Hey, easy.
Who cares about the economy? Well, you can get a lovely lady like Stacia coming in.
Happy birthday to me.
Now, Buzz, take charge, isn't she?
Buzz is what I would describe as checking the goods, as I was urged to.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
I approve wholeheartedly.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
We've
had a wardrobe malfunction.
I'd like to point out to everybody that Stacia's top has seemingly fallen off right now. She seems to be a lady that enjoys her work.
Clearly.
You know, right now, I wish it was my birthday.
Well,
I really do. It's something about the enthusiasm of our Stacia here.
Enjoy it vicariously. It's very enthusiastic.
You know, this is a very relaxed presentation that I'm
it is.
I'm really enjoying.
I'm okay with it.
You know,
that.
I enjoy the fact that there's no props, no dairy products.
Well, there are dairy products.
Well, yes.
Always.
Of course. I'm afraid I misspoke.
Always.
Stacia, you enjoy your work, obviously?
Yes, I do.
And have you ever performed for a 150-year-old man?
No, I have not.
Doesn't he look great for 150 years old? It's really wonderful.
I see. You have sexy eyes, too.
Oh my goodness.
Sexy eyes. There's the compliment you want to get.
All right. Where's
sexy
the music?
Eyes.
Where's the music? I need music or it's uncomfortable silence if I don't have music.
It's a start.
Yeah. Are you playing the same song twice? Play another song, please.
You don't like this
please,
song.
I liked it the first time. I'd love to hear another song. That's the way the day's going, though.
Where's your nightclub CD, Rob?
Yes, nightclub CD. Now, what are you wearing under those jeans, just out of idle curiosity? I just asked that simply as an academic question
Daisy
right
Dukes.
There.
Oh, doesn't appear to be anything, Mike.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Did you come to the radio station in those? Did you walk up the street in those? Oh,
yeah. A long shirt on.
A long shirt? Yeah, it's very nice. Is it a little cold in here for you, Stacia?
I think it's fine.
A little bit. I'm starting to get hot and sweaty.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Probably a good sign. Happy birthday. Now, do you do anything with candles or whipped cream or anything like that?
I have shooters.
Go get your shooters. Oh, yes.
Not a thing wrong with that.
All right. Okay. Is it outside that the shooters are?
Right.
Oh, they're right over here. Have to pay the toll.
Oh,
sorry.
No, what are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, shocker. Marco found a way to come in here. The horniest man in America.
He's our photographer.
The horniest Republican in America.
Right now, Marco's back in the producer's room going, F you, Mike.
I wish there was a way I could be a part of this.
All right. She seems to be too confined in the Daisy Dukes that she's wearing right now.
Wrestling her way out of this.
Oh, yes. Incidentally, I've always found that if you're on a small airplane, you want to make sure that the pilot knows how to find the landing strip. That's
yes,
right.
Exactly.
That's what I wanted to say. Now, let's see what we're doing here. Stacia is sitting back in the red velvet chair.
All right.
She is relaxing, and she is bringing out what is described best as a test tube shooter.
You know what? She's altered the way she's seated.
Pardon, but what is that? Oh, yes, I'm aware we can't say that on the air.
Her posture isn't all that, is it?
She's got a great deal of flexibility.
She's slouching.
She is slouching.
Now, Buzz is... Buzz, calm down, boy. Buzz is down right near where the shooter is. You know, we've described this act for many, many times, but it never gets old, does it?
No.
Let me see if I can put the microphone a little closer over here. There we are. All right, there, down there. All right. Let's turn the microphone and the music down a little bit.
I have quenched my thirst.
Oh, very nice. Oh, were you able to just, remove the glass yourself there? Or was she helping you with that?
If she wants it removed.
Oh, that was fun. I just had to stand over there and get a little view.
Yeah, how was that?
I'm bouncing all around the room here. This is exciting. What other toys?
A little on my chin.
She's reaching into her goodie bag. Oh, those little cleaning strips there.
Sure.
Lovely. Oh, that's wonderful.
Hygiene is important.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about the stock. Don't worry about the stock market when you got a nude woman in the studio.
Do they reuse the test tubes?
No, not at all.
Good. I think that's good.
I can't for medical reasons.
I have a little trick.
little trip with a sort of a lifesaver.
Oh, it's a lifesaver. Yeah. The lifesaver trick. We know we have to have the lifesaver trick.
And I have to do what? I have to lay down?
You have to lay on the ground.
I'm going to lay on the floor.
Lay on the ground, please, Buzz.
All right. Let me move the furniture out of the way.
Very, very exciting.
He's so nimble.
I think she already moved the furniture out of the way, so to speak.
I get it.
Wonderful. Now, what are you going to do with the lifesaver, Stacia? Oh, you don't know. Oh, I think she's going to hide it.
Deliver the lifesaver.
She's going to hide it. And Buzz is going to retrieve it.
No, I'm going to deliver it.
Oh, Buzz, it's on Buzz's nose. Yes,
that's right.
All right. And now Stacia is coming in for the landing.
Have you ever tried this with headphones?
She did it.
Open your mouth. Uh-oh.
Oh, and now... Back in there.
Oh, that was a game of skill.
Hey, Buzz, what flavor is the lifesaver?
Womanly.
Oh, wonderful.
Watermelon, I think.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right. Anything else in your bag of tricks? Because we do have to go to commercial break. You want to just hang in here and sit on Mr. Burbank's lap for a while?
I'll hang and give him a lap dance.
Oh, that's very good. Okay. Super stuff. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, he is the Prince of Pain. We will talk with comedian Richard Lewis. And thank you to Stacia, if you are interested in Stacia or any of their
wonderful
ladies. And you should be.
Ooh, amazing entertainment.
All your adult needs, serving Maryland, Virginia, D.C., 703-960-7100 or 301-843-9911. Online at amazingentertainment.com. Yeah. We will be right back after these commercial messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.